And we've got some rain around this afternoon, but it's going to come to an end later tonight, so it's not going to be around for long. I'm Scoot. It is Thursday, December the 12th. The weekend is almost here. Holidays are here. I'm glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have a crazy conversation about freedom of speech because a California Democrat yesterday in an interview on CNN said that he would love to be able to regulate the content of speech, including Fox News. But there's one thing that stops him from doing it. The First Amendment. I mean, seriously. Can we even talk about regulating the content of speech? You know, sometimes it comes up when a Democrat's in the White House. A lot of times it comes up when a Republican is in the White House. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. Coming up in the next hour, this is a time of year when a lot of people battle with deep sentimental feelings. And I've dealt with that all of my life. But this holiday season, it's time for Christmas Without Tears. Harry Shearer and his wife, Judith Owen, will be performing their show, Christmas Without Tears. It's this coming Monday and Tuesday night, La Petite Theater in the French Quarter. And Harry and Judith are going to join us live in the studio in the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about what is Christmas Without Tears. I haven't seen it, but I've heard some really cool things about it, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun. Also, there are some new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and will be inducted next year. Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks as a solo artist, Janet Jackson, Radiohead, The Cure, Roxy Music, and The Zombies will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Still no Chic. You know, Chic has been nominated 9 times. Oh, what did I say? I got a text here that says, Scoot, it's December 13th. Did I say the wrong date? Okay, it's December 13th. If I said the wrong date, I just do that once in a while to prove to you that this is live radio and this is not scripted. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about all the condos and the apartments now available in downtown New Orleans and how the downtown area has turned into a residential area. And it didn't used to be that way, but it's that way now. And if you had a choice, if everything was even and you could live downtown, would you live in downtown New Orleans? Here's a text that says, Scoot, my parents fortunately evacuated me from the city in 1969, went to East Jefferson, and it was awesome compared to NOLA schools. I would never live in the city again. There are people who feel that way. I get that. I grew up in the suburbs and actually love living downtown. From Metairie, Margaret, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Hey. Do you remember a gentleman changing the subject?
Yeah.
Skinny Tommy Chaney.
Of course, yeah.
Is he still around?
As far as I know, yes. He. Last I heard, he was in Nashville, and he was very involved in the country music business as a promoter.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. He got me a Purple Rain record from Prince, the little bitty 45. Yeah. I'll never forget that. Thank you, Scoot. That's all I needed to know.
All right, Margaret. Yeah, sometimes I guess it's just ask Scoot every once in a while on the show. And I do the best I can to answer. If I don't have an answer, I'll try to find it for you. Okay, so this California Democrat, Ted Lieu, said yesterday in an interview on CNN that he would love to be able to regulate the content of speech, including the content on Fox News. But the First Amendment gets in the way. So wait a minute. Would you really want to regulate? I mean, I know there are things that people say that you don't like. Sometimes I may say things you don't like, and you'd like to regulate that. But can you honestly see how those things can be regulated and you still respect freedom of speech? I don't see how that can happen. Because it seems to me that freedom of speech is exactly that, freedom of speech, and it gives you the freedom to say things that other people don't like. I mean, there are things you say, no matter how many friends you have that agree with you, there are things you say, there are things that you believe, and you talk about it, that people disagree with. And they would love to tell you to just shut up. Don't say that. I don't want you to say. But, I mean, they can tell you to shut up, but you still have a right to say it. Is there something, I mean, let's play this game. Okay, we've got the First Amendment, but what if you could regulate free speech? What is it that you would want to regulate? Should free speech on Fox News CNN and MSNBC be regulated? What is it that people are constantly saying today in the media that you're tired of and you wish you could regulate it and ban them from saying that? Is it a phrase? Is it a concept? Is it an idea? There are a lot of things that I get tired of hearing. And I would love to say, you know, I would love to ban you from saying that because it's not true or because it's just absurd. But because of the First Amendment, people have the right to say those things. So is there something about speech that's being mentioned today, stuff that's being talked about today on a regular basis on Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC? Is there something that you would actually like to ban and regulate people from saying? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. Fox News is a big lying troublemaker. That needed to be censored. Another text said, I would ban Trump from Twitter. You know, that might actually be a Trump supporter because there are a lot of Trump supporters who think that he should be banned from Twitter because it doesn't always serve him and Republicans well. Here's a text. Sure, it's cool to live downtown if you're wealthy. Like, I'm not wealthy. I'm very fortunate to be able to live where I live. And honestly, I could live in Metairie. I could live in the suburbs. I could live in the North Shore and pay a lot less in rent than I pay. But I choose to spend my money in that way. Okay, so we're free, but we're not totally free. We are accountable for what we say. But is there some aspect of freedom of speech? Is there something that is constantly being talked about and said that if you could, you'd like to regulate it? 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. I mean, sometimes you just want to tell somebody to shut up, right? All right, so what is constantly being used under the guise of free speech that you would just love to regulate? Is there something you'd like to regulate? And we're talking about this because there's this Democrat in California, Ted Lieu, and he says that he would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. He says the First Amendment prevents me from doing so, and that's simply a function of the First Amendment, but I think over the long run, it's better the government does not regulate the content of free speech. Well, I mean, it's good that he says that, but just the idea that he wants to regulate some free speech is what kind of freaked me out. So, look, knowing that we can't really do it, what is constantly said and talked about in the media that you're like, you know what, I'd like to regulate that. I'd like to ban that. At this point, I would like to ban President Trump from saying it's a witch hunt because it's not. It may not touch him, but there's enough going on to where this is not a witch hunt. From Bay St. Louis, Billy, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Good afternoon. Love that place where you used to live on Metairie Road.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had my choice to regulate someone from freedom of speech, it would be in the entire view, everyone at the view. I would gag them and then duct tape them to regulate their freedom of speech.
You know, you wonder if a few of them might not even like it. Billy, glad you called. Gag the entire view. I mean, a lot of things I hear from some of the people on the view, they're ridiculous. And yeah, I mean, I get that. But you know why they do it? They do it for the same reason that Fox News does what it does and CNN and MSNBC do what they do. They're trying to get your attention. And Fox News is by far the number one network. There were times when MSNBC was creeping up on them, but Fox News is the number one network. Fox News does have very, very loyal viewers. And they cater to a very, very specific audience. You can argue that CNN and MSNBC do the same thing, but CNN in particular, their audience is a little broader. So they're not as finely tuned and targeted. And, you know, Fox News, of all the networks, Fox News really understands the show business aspect of the news. I mean, they get the entertainment value. They were the ones that started with really sexy people. They accentuate sexy stuff. I'm not saying that the sexy people on Fox News are not smart, because they are smart. But I've often talked about that show, The Five, on Fox News. it's not a coincidence that on the left side of the table, there's always an attractive woman with a skirt up to mid-thigh. And she's wearing what, you know, I mean, what amounts to spikes, big pumps. And quite often she's shaking her leg going to and from breaks. We read from left to right. So when you watch the screen, what are you drawn toward? You're not drawn toward anybody else. No, you're drawn to her legs and her short skirt. And it's interesting that I don't know whether they're still doing it or not, but CNN actually picked up on that. And with their midday host, they started to show plexiglass a desk or a glass desk that you could see through. And they were actually showing legs. From Mandeville, Bob, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, I go back as far as you calling the elevator at the Exxon building. So,
oh, wow. That's back then. You know, those were the fun days in radio.
Absolutely. We were a good time. But, you know, one of the realities of that time was that that we had freedoms that we really appreciated as much as the differences that we possessed. And I can remember back then that one of the big differences was that communism was a big thing back then.
It was.
And people could sit there and talk about communism, talk up communism, and they didn't get bashed or beaten up and thrown into because that was our way of, that was an expression. And whether we were different or whatever, we were allowed to say what we had to say. And I often said that, you know, one of our greatest freedoms was our freedom of speech.
And Bob, don't you think that even today that is a freedom that is much taken for granted in this country?
Oh, absolutely. That's why it's being destroyed. That's why when somebody says something different, they're ridiculed or brought down by it. And I don't think that that's the case. I mean, that's our greatest freedom, and our worst enemy is our freedom of speech. Because we're left to say whatever we can say. And hey, this guy in California can say what he wants to say. We don't have to buy it. But the reality is that freedom of speech is our God-given right. That's our constitutional right to be able to do things. If people don't have changed to recognize something else, I don't understand what it is.
Bob, I would think it is the most fundamental thing upon which this nation was built, the freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
And expression.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. Not always agree with you, but whenever I get a chance to get into New Orleans, I always have WWL on, and I'll listen to you, and I'll shout at you sometimes. But the reality is that you're exercising your freedom of speech, too.
Bob, appreciate your call. Glad you're one of our listeners. If you want to join us with your comment about freedom of speech, and is there something that you would ban? Is there something that is constantly said or talked about that you go, you know what, if I could, I mean, I can't, but if I could, if it weren't for that Constitution thing, I would like to ban this. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, I would love to ban anonymous sources. You know, it depends on which side you're on as to whether or not you accept anonymous sources. If the anonymous sources say something negative about Trump and you're a Trump supporter, you say, well, you know, why is it anonymous? I mean, why can't this person come forward? But yet there were a lot of anonymous sources used by the news when Clinton and when Obama were in office. And it just didn't seem the same to you. And the argument can be made that credible news services. Now, you know, I'm not talking about Alex Jones. I'm not talking about just radio talk show hosts across the country. Because many of them, when they say anonymous source, they may not really have an anonymous source that's credible. But whether you like it or not, with the New York Times, with the Washington Post, with CNN, with Fox, with MSNBC, with credible news networks, whether you agree with their ideology or not, when they say an anonymous source, they're going on information that they have corroborated. I mean, they have every reason to believe that this person just can't come forward. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that comes from anonymous sources does end up being true. It doesn't mean that some people in the media don't take that for granted and take advantage of it. But anonymous sources, you know, anonymous sources were used to bring down Richard Nixon. It wasn't that they were trying to bring him down. It's just that that was part of the investigation. Watergate brought Nixon. It wasn't Watergate that brought Nixon down. It was lying about it, which is one of the things that needs to be considered in Washington today. It's not the act. It's trying to cover it up. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. Yeah, we do have freedom of speech. There's a Democrat in California, Ted Lieu, and he said he'd like to regulate speech, but the Constitution stands in the way. Yeah, I mean, I guess it does. And you know, this is a great time to just talk about this idea that in America, we have the right to say something that expresses our opinion. Now, we can be held accountable for our opinions on certain things, but when it comes to just politics, there's just such a lack of respect for the First Amendment in this country that I don't understand how some people even think of themselves as really being patriotic Americans. I mean, there are people that think that if you're not right-wing, if you're not totally supporting Trump, you should not be on talk radio. As if talk radio is owned by the right. And it's not. It's all about freedom of speech. And it's impossible to make the argument that, well, you know, you shouldn't have opinions on your show. Okay, then tell that to Rush, tell that to Hannity, and tell that to everybody else. Oh, well, no, it's okay there. You see the hypocrisy? So whenever we can, a discussion on freedom of speech, I think, is a worthwhile discussion. If you do want to join us with a comment, is there something that is always said that, I mean, if you could, you can't, but if you could, would you like to just ban it? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We have an article on our website, WWL.com. It says ESPN Magazine ranks Saints quarterback Drew Brees 15th among the world's most dominant athletes. That's a high ranking. I know. If you're here, you say, oh, Brees is number one. But I haven't seen the whole list. But when you talk about the most dominant athletes in the world, for Drew Brees to be 15, that's impressive. Tim Zimmer is our studio producer, and he wrote an article for our website. It says the Saints may play in London or Mexico City next season. Tim, where did you get the... Now, you're ultimately part of the sports team here at WWL Radio. I would think that... You know, there have been a lot of games in London. I would think, and I know that there was an attempt to have one this year in Mexico City. And I mean, there have been games in Mexico City, haven't there? There have been a couple. But I would think, I don't know, this is just my gut reaction, but I would think fans would be more excited about the Saints playing in Mexico City than London. All right, Tim, thanks for that information. We've got the story on our website, WWL.com. I'm Scoot in the afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, ban any mention of the Atlanta Falcons unless it's in reference to us playing them. Who dat? I'm getting some of these things that, some of these texts that I can't read, but they're funny. Here's a text that says, ban the use of lies. Scoot, ban lies, man. I ban lies on this show. We don't tell lies on this show. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. This is the song that stirred so much controversy this holiday season. It's a seasonal classic. This is Dolly Parton and Rod Stewart. A lot of other people have done it. The song was written in 1944. And some people within the hashtag MeToo movement decided... This wasn't the intent of the song, but they decided the song was a date rape song. And we explained on this air, on this show, on the air, how it's not a date rape song and how ridiculous that is. I also talked about San Francisco radio station KOIT banned the song because some people complained. Well, Monday of this week, this is a great way to use freedom of speech. The radio station in San Francisco sent out this statement. After hearing from thousands of Bay Area listeners via polling, phone calls, emails, and social media, KOIT concluded that the vast majority consider the song to be a valuable part of their holiday tradition, and they still want to hear it on the radio. So it has been re-added to their playlist. So you see, when you hear about people complaining about something and you think it's ridiculous, you can always stand up and say, "Wait a minute, that's ridiculous. Listen to us instead of listening to them." In some cases, it works. Ron Fauché's Claris group did some polling, and the question was, do you favor or oppose banning the Christmas song "Baby It's Cold Outside"? 10% favored banning the song. 22% say neither favor nor oppose. 57% opposed banning the song. And by a wide margin, Americans opposed banning the song "Baby It's Cold Outside." Some suggested that the song should be banned because they claim it's manipulative and wrong. Most Americans disagree with that sentiment. So, you know, while there are some wacky people out there, it's nice to know that sometimes the people with common sense, the people who sometimes are less likely to stand up and say, "Hey, wait a minute, this is wrong," sometimes they stand up and set the record straight on something, and it works out. So that's a really positive thing, and it's something that we need to remember. You know, you hear something really dumb, you don't have to just take it. Sometimes you stand up and go, "Wait a minute, that's really dumb." And I mean, I never thought not to play the song. I mean, it's ultimately not my decision, because if the radio station said we're not playing that song on our station, well, then I wouldn't be able to play it on this show. But fortunately, I work for a radio station and a company that doesn't bend to that kind of ridiculous pressure. The song was about a guy who was just trying to kind of hook up. He wanted her to stay, and she really wanted to stay. The only thing she was concerned about is if I don't stay, then people are going to talk. And my dad and my mom and my aunt, they might be upset if I end up spending the night with this guy. So, you know, I'm really glad that the common sense segment of our population, you know, rose up and did something. Here's a text. Here is another one. "Merry Christmas. I hate Christmas with a passion. My birthday gets overlooked because of it. The woman doesn't know what... The woman doesn't know what it would be like to ban inappropriate responses from people who don't like to listen." I'm not exactly sure where that was going. But if you don't like Christmas, I mean, it's kind of too bad. I mean, people are going to still say Merry Christmas. I mean, you can hate Christmas, but people are going to still say Merry Christmas. And because some people hate Christmas, or because some people don't celebrate Christmas, is no reason to ban others from saying Merry Christmas. I mean, God knows somebody's going to come along and say something that you're going to say something that somebody else doesn't like. So we just, as a country, we just have to get over this idea that, if that's offensive, then you can't say that. That's not the way it works in America. In fact, freedom of speech is one of our great fundamental rights. Sometimes we're talking about freedom of speech and we just want to tell somebody to just shut up. I mean, you ever been out and somebody's talking to you, a woman or a man, and you just want to say, "Shut up and dance with me"? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Oh, freedom is such a wonderful thing. Here is an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Should free speech on Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC be regulated? 65% say no, but you know what's really scary? 35% say yes, it should be regulated. And here's a text that says, "I would ban talk about gays. I don't mean to sound judgmental, but it's against God's eyes. I refuse to support gays." Well, to even suggest that you ban talk about a segment of our population means that regardless of what you think in your mind, regardless of what you think in your heart, and regardless of what you tell others, you are not a true American. From Algiers, Steve, you're on WWL.
Hello there, Scoot.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Basically, you sound like it. You know, everything's about, and I always consider this, I'm 63 right now, but, you know, it's free will. I mean, I can see a person on the street, nice suit and tie, free-piece suit. hey, that's a nice person. But it could be the worst person I've ever seen.
That's right.
In his heart and soul. And I could see a person with shorts and a little T-shirt and say, ugh, look at that person. You see, first impression could be a lasting impression, but it's not always a direct impression.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, you could see somebody with dreads or a lot of tattoos, and they could be better than the person that is wearing the suit.
Well, yeah, but in essence, I missed what was this percentile thing about 65% and such. Refresh my memory, please.
65% said that free speech on Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC should not be regulated. 35% say it should be regulated.
Free speech. Free speech is, wow.
I mean, it's kind of scary that 35% would be in favor of regulating it.
It is. It's very scary. Yeah. The way in the past 20, 30 years, things have been going. Wow. It is scary. Governmental-wise.
Steve, I'm glad you called. Have a good day. Here's a text that says, I would like to be an all-powerful God, but my humanly limitations get in the way. Here is a text that says, people want to know about who anonymous sources are so they can call them out as liars, not to authenticate that information. Well, you know what? I think that's an interesting point. You know, if you don't like the news that comes from anonymous source, you discredit the anonymous source. But I guarantee you, many of you who do that have believed the information from anonymous sources because you liked the information the anonymous source had. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.